Thank you very much. Because of the procedural motion, we'll now move to item 21, questions with notice. I have received four questions from members as tabled in the documents. There is a time limit of 15 minutes, and any questions which have not been asked or answered within this time will be subject to a written response, which will be copied to all members. I call on Councillor Nizam Ismail to ask his question to Councillor Barry McLeod-Halliday, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Question one, could the portfolio holder share with us how many houses did the council build between May 2010 and May 2013 under the Labour administration, please?
Thank you, Nizam, for that question. I'm being hacked barred.
Hey, just give me a minute. Could colleagues please give their colleague the opportunity to answer without being heckled? Remember that we're being filmed and we have to be on our best behavior. I think it will do Harun no good if we are seen as a council that is indisciplined and unable to give the courtesies that are expected of members. So I would urge you to please give councillors the opportunity to respond. And you can make your feelings felt. If there's a point of order, please indicate and I'll let you speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The reason I was probably being heckled is they didn't want to hear the answer from the Commission's opposite. Between May 2010 and May 2013, a grand total of zero council houses were built. And it's an absolute travesty for the members opposite to be banging on about issues around homelessness and so on when nothing was done. And I'd like to pay tribute to my predecessor, Councillor Elizabeth Ismail, as portfolio holder for housing, for removing the logjam that was the members opposite in developing new council housing in the Harrow.
Thank you for that answer. Councillor Nizam Ismail, do you have a supplementary?
Thank you. It makes things easy. I've already given you a supplementary question because I need accurate answers. Under our independent Labour administration, I pressed for at least 150 new homes to be built immediately as a key priority on our vacant and underused land. Given the independent Labour has pledged to build thousands of houses in Harrow and make housing a key priority, could you please provide me an update as to what your administration has done since September to tackle the serious issue that affects our current and future generation in this critical area?
Thank you. I'd like to again say thank you for removing that logjam. You started the ball rolling. The Garrard strategy is now up and running. We have looked at infill sites. We've appointed architects, PRP, who are going around and drawing up feasibility studies, which we hope will come back with actual planning applications in the next 2 or 3 months. We're looking at about 150 new homes on that side of things. But actually, the real gems are coming on the sort of estate feasibility studies. Again, we've appointed PRP to do that work, and we've actually made sure that the estates that need to be looked at are on that list. When we took over, we didn't have Grange Farm, for instance, on that list. That has been added. We've looked at that, and we're drawing up the early sort of return plan. We've had the first feasibility studies going round. We've met with drop-ins with residents on the various estates that have been looked at, some 9 estates for major works are being looked at. And we've had drop-in meetings, which I know some councillors opposite and around the chamber have been to. And we are sort of working with groups of residents on those to find out what they want and making sure that that is fed through in drawing up the longer-term feasibility plans, which we are hoping to be able to bring to the April Cabinet to update all members as to where things have moved on to. Is a huge endeavour to regenerate some of our big estates. We're talking many millions of pounds. We'll be looking to establish, and we've started the work going, and there's an executive board that's been established for looking at the financing of that, and that is proceeding apace, which I think all members in the chamber will feel good about. This has to happen. Some of our estates are very tired. But beyond that, we've also got 2,800 new homes are being planned in the sort of the opportunity area that Harrow's now been classified between Harrow and the Hill Station through to Sir Harrow Moorstone and up Station Road. That's going to be a tremendous exciting development, especially with the Mayor looking to designate housing zones of which the opportunity areas will form an important part. So housing is very much at the heart of things, and we will make sure sort of that that the message is that Harrow is open for business, open for building new homes, goes out loud and clear. And as well, one of the few things that the previous administration before yours got right was the major development panel, because it says to developers that cross-party, we want to make Harrow a place that people can have homes and will invest, and those will invest in. That was one of the few things that was done right, and we want to make sure that message goes out. So that's great. And also, as a result of being declared an opportunity area, we've actually been bringing forward details with the Mayor to fund step-free access in Harrow on the Hill Station. So not only are we making sure we've got homes, we're also making sure that we deliver something that members' offices have been campaigning for years and have failed to do so. So this is great news for everybody concerned. Thank you.
Thank you for your answer, and thank you for your question. I call on Councillor Manu Damaraja to ask his first question. Manu, I'll just finish saying it. I call on Councillor Manu Damaraja to ask his first question to Councillor Susan Hall. But before you ask your question, I have indications from the Labour group. Councillor Bob Curry.
Yeah, I'd like to raise a point of order here, Madam Mayor.
Could you please tell us which...
It's on the issue that Councillor McLean just referred to.
You need to just refer to
garage strategy.
1612.
Thank you.
I'd like to highlight that this has now been going on for well over a year, when myself and Councillor Barth attended all the garage sites roughly about a year ago. Barry, can I know what you've done since then? What you seem to be doing now, talk about a logjam, is actually going over the same sites that we visited a year ago. And on this point of order, I'd like to thank the Deputy Mayor for all the work she did with myself and the officers and the planning officers, which you are now repeating again, going out looking at these sites. Thank you.
Excuse me, I think Councillor Bob Curry has made his point that work went on while he was in charge. I'm advised that you're not required to answer that question. And because I want us to move on, we do have a packed agenda. So thank you for the point you've made, and thank you for thanking my deputy. I'm very pleased that you have. And I would now ask Councillor Manu Damaraja to ask his question.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. In the recent times, several trees have been destroyed or fallen victim, especially in the Roxbourne area, where we are in the flight path, and due to the plane flying or the aircraft flying over, you know, the fuel being jettisoned onto these trees, quite a number of them have been destroyed. None of these have been replaced. And besides that, reader, the cost of maintaining this trees after planting is exorbitant. Could you please look into this and give me an answer as to why the cost is so high? It costs £150, I understand, if somebody donates a tree and plants it themselves to maintain it.
Councillor Susan Hall, please.
Right, okay. Well, to answer the first part of your question, as you know full well, I'm passionate about trees, which is why one of the first things we did was to find an extra 100,000. Sadly, because so little money had been put into the tree budget for the previous 3 years, cyclical maintenance, or maintenance, as most people would just know it, was virtually non-existent, which is why we had thousands of complaints just sitting on our system, waiting for people to have something done about their trees. Trees are expensive to maintain, there's no doubt about that. They're expensive when we buy them in the first place, or have them, because our tree specialists guarantee them for 2 years and restake them, and as they're growing they move the rubber things that keep them nice and straight, because in the past, if you look around, there's so many very bent trees around the borough, and that's because they weren't put in and maintained properly for the first 2 years, which is why they're bent over, so many of the old ones. So we want to make sure that the new trees that go in are the appropriate trees for street trees, as many of ours aren't, and that if they're staked properly when they're young, then they grow up in the appropriate way. Unfortunately, anything to do with specialists in this area is very, very expensive. We also have to, if a tree goes in, we have to make sure that it goes into a pit that's deep enough, that there aren't other services underneath that that may cause a problem, that it's not in an area that might need a crossover, what we call a crossover, so that it's not dug up and put away somewhere else. So it's not as simple as just digging a hole in the pavement and putting one in. So it's maintenance costs. But I do assure you, my passion for trees knows no bounds, and we will continue while we are in control to make sure that we fund proper maintenance of our trees and replenish them as we go ahead.
Thank you. Do you want to ask a supplementary question? Thank you very much. Could you then ask your second question of Councillor Susan Moore? There are two questions on my agenda.
No, Madam Mayor, only one.
Okay, thank you very much. I now call on Councillor Krishna James to ask her question of Councillor Susan Moore. One of the things that I've been asked to say, and I was going to say before the debate, could we just be respectful of members and not be heckling unnecessarily? Whilst I welcome robust political debate, let us focus on issues and not on people and people's disabilities, etc. So let us be courteous to each other and allow people to ask their questions and be answered. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. My question to Susan is, Queensbury Park, my local park in Kenton Ward, where I live, has been left in a dilapidated state. In fact, I was there a few days ago. There are fallen and cut down trees, problem with upkeep, and tennis courts are looking quite in disrepair. And there's no outdoor gym facilities. When you compare Queensbury Park, particularly with Centenary Park, which is further along the way, it looks a little bit of a poor relation. And would you please give me assurance as the portfolio holder and the leader to address the issues and through your good offices meet with you on behalf of Kenton East residents, of which I am one. Thank you.
Yes, Krishna, I agree. It's not one of our better parks. But thankfully, we've come to the rescue because, as you know, in previous budgets, colleagues over there wanted the parks to become wilderness parks, didn't you, Councillor O'Dell? Which was just the worst idea in the world, letting the grass just grow as it would. We'd have been in such a state, all of our parks would have ended up in a terrible, terrible mess. As it was, I was at the park a couple of weeks ago with one of the officers, because not only do we have a blitz team for the roads, keeping the streets clean and going in as an emergency team, we have one for parks as well. And they were there cutting down quite a bit of the overgrown foliage, etc. With regard to green gyms, I would have thought that the councillors there might like to put some of their NIS money is into the green gyms, as so many of my colleagues have done behind me, because that's something very positive for their residents. So perhaps any new councillors coming into that area in the next financial year, may be very happy to put their hands in their pockets and start putting money into green gyms, which is a good thing for all of us.
Do you have a supplementary question?
No, I'm not.
Well, thank you very much. I've had